Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. You can call me YouTube Junkie, and I'm here with...
Dead Cookies.
Ugster.
Mattman.
And
your mom.
Wow, we finally got through a week where I can actually get through the introduction without fucking it up. All right, awesome.
Very first try.
So to give you...
This is actually the 90th try.
It's really not. It was the first try, gay. Anyways, to give a quick run through of what we're going to be talking about throughout this episode of the Virtual Leftovers Podcast, we'll be talking about the Kevin Feige's new term for the movies so far that have come out. We'll be talking about what movies are planned for the upcoming MCU series. Batman's new Robin, and a new secret feature that we're going to be implementing into every episode of the podcast at the end of the episode. So, as we were talking about, what Kevin Feige is now calling the Infinity Saga. Now, over on Screen Geek... don't make it like that when you exit something, when you close an ad...
It's because you didn't hit the close ad button.
There was an X on it. Anyways. So, I'm over on the Screen Geek website to read an article published by Molly Edwards. I'm starting to actually try and cite my sources a little more.
Copyright reason.
Yeah. So anyways.
It's the internet. Nobody cares.
It looks like Kevin Feige unveiled the name in convention with Empire Magazine and explained it by saying, We wanted to bring to a conclusion a series of movies in a way that had never been done before. Harry Potter had an ending because there were only so many books, Lord of the Rings 2, but we thought 22 movies, and wouldn't it be fun to bring some finality to the storyline? I actually enjoy the new term for the movie so far, the Infinity Saga. I like that. It fits. I'm excited to see what the next saga of movies is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's going to be interesting. Anybody else have any notes on their thoughts on it? What they... All right, that was a short little thing.
I'm just ready for the next seven movies.
So there's another. So, MovieWeb had an article titled "There are now seven MCU movies planned after Avengers Endgame," and it was published by Ryan Scott. Now, here's the problem that I have with it. In the thumbnail, it shows Namor, Star-Lord, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and Wanda Maximoff in one image, Black Widow, and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then you go and look through the list, and you get Spider-Man Far From Home, Black Widow, and then instead of Namor, you get The Eternals. Now, I'm happy to see The Eternals get a movie.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what the thumbnail was, so it's just clickbait, and you're irritating. So anyways, move on from that, we get to see Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2, and then The Hands of Shang-Chi. And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And that looks like it was...
will be directed by James Gunn. Yeah. Thank you, Disney.
Yeah.
The day after we talked about it on the last podcast...
Which nobody listened to.
Yeah.
Jerks.
It was Pie Dirt! Man, that's feel a little special.
You know, Disney announced that they rehired James Gunn for...
Maybe that
Guardians
one person was
Volume
Disney.
3.
Also, I just want to point out, you know, it's like we were struggling to get news on what was what to talk about that episode, and then literally the very next day, poof,
boom, bunch of news,
all kinds of things. You know, we have so much that I've got stuff to talk about next week's podcast still in line. But anyways, I'm also kind of interested in The Hands of Shang-Chi. I've never really seen much of this one.
I'm excited to see what they can do.
So that'll be interesting. It depends on who they cast.
Will be kung fu fighting.
Hey, I hope so.
Those cats were fast as lightning. I'm showing my age. Fuck off.
Also, to go back to...
song.
Also, to go back to Black Panther 2, there have been a lot of rumors that Killmonger is going to be returning. I take personal offense to that. No, I take a...
Well, it depends on how they're having him return. Yeah. It could be flashbacks.
But, I mean, if they full-on Loki him and just revive his character, it just kills the entire...
Pointless.
Yeah, it's pointless, and it makes his entire character pointless.
Namor is mentioned right there with that he may be teaming up with T'Challa in Black Panther 2.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, okay. Then it's
the last freaking sentence.
Yeah, all right, there it is. The big rumor is that Namor will be teaming up with T'Challa. So, I mean, I guess it's not full-on clickbait, but...
That would be cool to see.
It was very similar to clickbait. One second,
your
sorry.
Your face is similar to clickbait.
But anyways, so what are your...
YouTube is very sensitive about clickbait.
Anyways...
Your mom's sensitive about clickbait.
Anybody have thoughts on the movies listed so far, though?
I'm very excited to see about Doctor Strange 2, see what they're going to bring to the... his side of the...
Mordo's going to be interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, though, that's going to be pretty good.
That's the biggest one I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, when they when they first announced Guardians of the Galaxy, I was hesitant until I saw what incarnation of the team they were going with.
Yeah.
And I was excited as all hails.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I was more excited for it than I was for any of the new Star Wars movies.
Did finally see
or the Transformers movies.
Did finally watch Into the Spider-Verse. Movies fucking
Madman has helped me out by getting me a flash drive that has the movies on it so that I will be able to watch it.
Spider-Verse, Aquaman, and Bumblebee.
Well, I bought it, so.
Watch Aquaman.
Watch
junkie.
Aquaman first.
Bear, you gotta look good. Sorry, the dog's able underneath my feet right now. Anyways. Man,
Bumblebee is how they should have done Transformers movies
from the
first
beginning.
Damn place.
Yes, I know.
Most certainly.
He was a bumblebee.
And unfortunately, rumor has they're saying they may add some more Michael Bayhem to Bumblebee sequel.
Hmm.
You might because they want more action in it. It's like, really?
So but I am excited to see a lot of what they've come up with so far. Sorry, I'm scrolling through something to try and find. We're going through a lot of these a lot faster than I originally anticipated. So, I have to go back and... So, it was recently pointed out to me that apparently the Game of Thrones creators are going to be working on a Star Wars trilogy that's going to be set in the Old Republic.
Ooh.
Which is...
Supposedly.
This website load.
Well, I think the article states it's supposedly set like 100 years before the classic trilogy.
So this
which
is an
could be, but generally references to the Old Republic has generally been to a period of at least 1,000 years before the classic trilogy.
So this comes from an article on We Got This Covered, and it was written by David Poundtain?
I don't even know.
Poundtain.
Anyways, Star Wars News, Disney's X Movies said that Nam Sipser was approached about working on another entry in the franchise that it expected to begin filming in the fall. Apparently, the art developments are in the design phase
right now.
For the project right now. While the screenplay is in the process of being finalized, speaking of the script, this was allegedly will be the new Star Wars series. The Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B.
Weiss,
I don't know, have been working on. As for content of this upcoming trilogy, it is said that the movies will be set during the Old Republic, hundreds of years prior to the Skywalkers. So think of Star Wars meets Lord of the Rings. Art also
walking in space.
That Disney wants to open up the Star Wars timeline and a appeal more to the Game of Thrones crowd. Lastly, the source claims to be 95% confident that this project will be going into production.
So, movies?
Game of Thrones is
TVs?
Movies.
Movies? Okay. Trilogy. I'm very excited to see this.
And Rian Johnson, the director, writer-director for The Last Jedi, has also got a trilogy going to be coming.
Okay, I'm there.
I'm totally down with that.
And apparently Die Hard might have a board game in the works, which is an interesting idea. Quick question, though. Who plays board games anymore?
Yeah. Nerds who have pockets.
All right. Anyways, so one thing that I had discovered recently that was interesting is Batman has a new favorite Robin ever.
Ever.
Yeah. And it's an alien starfish.
Just wait, sir, till you hear why.
Screen Rant recently posted an article entitled Batman's New Robin is His Favorite Ever. Parentheses, hours two, parentheses, by Andrew Dice. It is the child that chose Batman for a father, and whom Bruce has now seemingly accepted as a son, and the virtual Robin that Batman has named his favorite. No, I mean it, my favorite ever. Readers aren't worthy of such a love story. Batman's son, Jaro the Psychic Starfish.
Oh, he looks so adorable, though. Come on. What? And he can, not shapeshift, but what is it?
Mind control.
He has mind manipulation.
Is that why he's Batman's favorite?
It might be. He's a psychic star.
I don't follow DC comics hardly anymore.
Yeah.
Star of the Alien Conqueror, the Justice League.
The only thing from DC I'm reading is Scooby Apocalypse, which is ending next issue.
Yeah.
And the new Lucifer comic series. That's it from DC.
Star of the Alien Conqueror and Justice League formed to stop, back in 1960, Starro, the gigantic psychic starfish that deploys miniature versions of itself to slap onto the heads of victims and override their brain activity, becoming drones. Starro, the telepath asked by the Justice League to save countless worlds as part of No Justice. Starro, who died a hero's death when he accepted and was thought lost for good because of it. Yeah, this is,
it appears to be
going to be very interesting. Like,
sometime in the future, at least.
Yeah, it's definitely an older...
That's an old fart Batman.
Batman. Older. Yeah, I don't... I'm not sure how I feel about this. It's very...
He's in space?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be...
He's in Gotham.
Oh.
An actual thing.
But it is.
I think once the storyline is done...
Oh, it's going to be...
It's going to be... Oh, yeah. No.
Revealed
that.
Were
just kidding.
Yeah, or it's going to be in his head.
You know, solid, you know, like a
Joker thing.
Hit, you know, Jaro's manipulation.
Alternate reality.
Yep.
Joker coming.
Like. What the starfish wants him to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. It's definitely
okay.
Within that possibility. We are only 14 minutes in and have gone through every topic I've wanted to talk about so far. Yeah.
So let's talk about the
possible casting for the new
He-Man. I don't know how I feel about this. Not even trying to say that.
Centineo?
Yeah, I'd go with that. In talks to play He-Man in Sony and Mattel Films, Master of the Universe. First of all, I don't see He-Man working in this modern day set, like.
Don't bring him to Earth for starters.
Well, yeah, definitely not. Oh, yeah,
definitely not.
I mean, if they do it right, I could, you know, it could work.
Yeah, it just kind of depends, and
it's just.
Although, you know, just simply based on who they're looking at.
Previous, if they view the last live action attempt. That should be a laundry list of what not to do.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, the one...
I mean, if they get a good enough story, good enough budget, good enough actors, I think they could potentially pull it off. As long as it's not, you know, stupid-ass story or...
Oh, yeah. All that
make
stuff.
It, you know, super cheesy. You know, make it take itself serious, but not you know, super serious. And for the love of God, don't be like the DC universe and be so dark.
Yeah, seriously.
Please, don't please go dark. Don't it's, be dark.
You know, not, don't make it a comedy, but, you know, don't make it super serious hey. Tragedy drama.
Although.
Her name was Martha, too.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, we're friends.
We don't have to fight anymore, Batman.
Yes.
So anyways, speaking of.
I'm pretty
of,
sure you're Superman, I'm Batman, because that's what DC's
speaking
dark
of, yes. Don't be like DC and be all dark and stuff like that, DC is starting to step out of that territory, and we're getting closer and closer to the reveal of what that's going to look like.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Shazam, I am, yes.
For once, I can actually genuinely say I'm excited. Excited for a DC movie. Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff like Zachary Levi going and promoting the movie.
It looks I've seen a like lot wonderful. Of trailers, and
it I looks good.
I mean, I can't wait to see it.
I also have to. I also am going to talk about Men in Black recently released a trailer and Ugster.
Oh yeah,
Ugster showed me and Dead that. Cookies.
Yep.
It earlier today. That was really good. That was a really good trailer. It was nice. I loved
seeing Chris
Hemsworth
in a different role.
And then Uxer made us watch till at the very end of the
very end
trailer, whatever. It showed Chris Hemsworth pick up a hammer and throw it at an alien. And it's like, and it didn't. And the alien just caught it.
It's caught
like,
it. Well, and what did he say?
And he said, that was a good catch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
It's pretty cool to be able to see a Jedi and a god in this.
I originally.
yeah.
The joke. Okay. But, anyways, I originally, whenever I first heard about the whole Men in Black. It's a spinoff. That's what I was looking for, a spinoff. Because it's not a reboot, it's a spinoff.
Speaking of, you know, Marvel versus DC stuff, you know.
Are we doing
stuff? Captain Marvel is only his give or take 9 million shy of beating.
Wow.
Wonder Woman's.
Wow.
Wow.
Total box office, and Captain Marvel is still in its what?
Yeah.
Just about finishing its second week.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
So
Captain Marvel's at 821 million. Wonder Woman got, or Captain Marvel's at 812 million, and. Wonder Woman made it to 821 million.
We also are still not talking about what's coming up next in Marvel. Endgame.
Yeah, Endgame. That's just because...
It's going to be 3 hours of pure awesomeness.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Have you guys seen the stupid memes going around about how they're going to defeat Thanos?
Yeah, those are
dumb. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're dumb.
The left cheek, right cheek.
Yeah, those two ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb. And it infuriates people who actually.
I believe it.
Everybody knows Ant-Man's going to just crawl into the glove and become big.
Ant-Man, why don't you make it go into. Crawl into one of Thanos' ears and then expand.
But, anyways, you know. But with when it comes to Endgame, it's like there's a lot that we just don't really know yet. I was recently watching a video by the YouTubers Super Carly Brothers, and they were talking about a possible Endgame theory where the quantum realm is key.
Yeah.
Because we've been seeing a lot of stuff, and like right whenever Thanos did the snap, suddenly these gold orbs started just. Pop up everywhere in the end of Ant-Man whenever he went into the quantum realm.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a theory that that's kind of where the souls went. And that's also where... Because in the trailer, it kind of explains the red and white suits finally.
Yeah.
This quantum realm theory. Which is that the red and white suits are kind of like... Scott Lang's kind of like...
Taking them there?
Yeah. It was... His not so well done version of Hank Pym's original suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, that's why they're all wearing that suit is because it'll help them. Yeah, it'll protect them in the quantum realm.
All right. Nice.
Which then finally explains why they decided to do this whole team suit thing. It's like, it didn't make sense. Yeah. You wasted way too much time for that. But then that would make sense. It's Tito. And so there's a lot of interesting things that could come from that. I'm excited to see what they could do with that.
Right, me too.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, team suits, you've seen the trailer, recent trailer for Dark Phoenix, right?
Yes.
And the suits that the X-Men are wearing, based on the Grant Morrison, Frank Quietly, new X-Men. Series. That's a design that translates well to live action.
See, and that's a big problem. Like we were talking about before, how we wanted to see them in their in hero suits, but like you really do have to go and find these perfect suits to fit into that translate best into live action. Like I don't think that underwear on the outside of the suit look would work
in live action.
It really
it worked for Superman.
Did it though? No. Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry. I don't care what you fuckers say. Christopher Reeve is still my Superman. Piss off and all.
He's a great Superman, but the suit was still.
They didn't go with padding.
That's true.
Make him look muscular.
That's true. But, yeah, I don't know.
Because, you know, how would that look? You know, super buff Clark Kent, and then there's super buff Superman. It's already a stretch with, you know, the glasses as a disguise.
Yeah.
It's like, why is this nerd from, you know, Kansas?
The glasses are actually special. They're Kryptonian. It makes him, makes everybody else see him as a doinky nerd.
And also
make him a doinky nerd.
So there's also another kind
of vulnerable like a doinky nerd.
Well, there was actually another kind of explanation on why nobody assumes that Clark Kent is Superman, and it's that everyone else, Clark Kent is just a normal everyday guy, and nobody wants to picture.
Yeah, he makes himself, you know,
the everyday Joe.
They never think your neighbor.
Also,
that's why the glasses work so well. Because like, people, it pretty
Superman.
Much your br- it's, the it's, person's it's, brain it's puts
called,
on a.
It's called comic cloak. Book physics.
Well, yeah, it's comic book physics, but yeah,
comic book logic.
Yep, pretty much.
Always.
But yeah,
comic book reality.
Yeah, no, it's exciting to see a lot of these things pop up. We are terrible this podcast. Usually we take a lot longer to talk about things, but right now it's like
we're blowing through all
just
of them.
Going straight through all the good nerdy news, and I mean,
we could take a long time to talk about.
We could, especially since I'm also currently
we can talk about the
So here's a
our new feature.
Yes.
So we do have a
Thank
new feature.
Thank you, my man.
We do have a new feature that's going to be coming
with our challenge
podcast, which is going to be called the Wheel of Challenges. And that is here at the Digital Dinner Table, we will be spinning a wheel on our computer. That's basically, it'll give us a random challenge for next week's podcast.
We're nerds. Of course we're going to use a computer.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then we have another wheel that
we'll choose.
That's called the Victim Wheel. And basically, it'll choose who gets affected by the challenge of the week.
All right.
Anyway, so we get affected by the challenge of the week. Anyway, so far we've got stuff like, I won't go into too much because I don't want to give away too much, but this week's we are going to talk about superheroes that we've created now.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're creating them literally today. I literally messaged them
yesterday
and said, hey, have a hero created by tomorrow.
He actually sat down with me earlier today.
I helped him out with getting him started. Outside of that,
pretty sure we all have our...
We are calling it the Make a Hero / Villain Challenge. Basically what that entails is give it a basic name, alias, power, alliance, origin. And an interesting development occurred. An interesting development occurred after that was announced. Apparently, DC Comics stole a character from one of us.
Stole from my brains, man. Stole from my brains.
Batman, would you like to tell them the story?
Well, my character was kind of co-created-ish with a friend of mine. We were talking about maybe going into doing like self-published comic book kind of thing. This is very late 80s, early 90s. And the character we came up with was called Nothing Man. And the basics were he had experimented on or something like that, and he ended up losing his memory except for bits and pieces, and he wanted to find out who he was and wanted to get revenge on those that
did him wrong. Okay.
And he didn't care about anyone else or anything. He just, but he would use his new abilities to, if he saw something that, some kind of wrong that needed to be done, he would actually
do it.
But otherwise, he just plain didn't give a fuck about anything other than, finding out who he really was and getting, revenge and undoing what was done to him. And his abilities were he could manifest any kind of power.
Okay.
But only one power at a time. And he could only use it for 24 hours and could not use that same power again for 48 hours. And then we never got around to actually, never got any, drawings, your concept sketches or anything going. And then I'm trying to think about, I don't remember how long after that, when we kind of just, it fell by the wayside. And then sometime later, DC Comics comes out with a character called Resurrection Man. Almost the same damn thing, except, he was experimented on. He has no memory. But every time he dies, he dies, but then comes back to life. And when he does, he has a different power every time. And he has that power until the next time he dies and resurrects.
Question, Batman.
And it pissed me the fuck off.
Does No Man... Nothing Man?
Nothing Man.
Does he have the ability to choose the power?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just random.
Yeah, it's not random.
Okay.
So he can choose. So he needs to decide, what power to best use on a situation and, decide, am I going to need this power sometime, if I'm going to need it again in less than 48 hours.
So depending on his what
the circumstances are, the situation.
The power.
So he has to be careful
what he chooses.
Yeah. And I think there,
because he has that power for 24 hours. That maybe
as he was, leveling up, so to speak, he, learned, more control over his abilities. That, maybe eventually he could start, manifesting a second or even, more powers at a time. But then, that length of time that he could use the powers would also decrease, and the reset time would increase.
Yeah. Okay.
So, once he got, he can beef himself up to the point where he's got every power conceivable, but then he can't power up again. He can only do it for like 2 minutes, and then he's powerless for like 3 years.
Oh, gosh. So is that the character you're
saying? Yeah, that was my... figured I'd bring it back and then do a little bit of a rant about DC stealing from my brain. They stole from my brain, man.
It's the Gwyn Towers, bro. It's the Gwyn Towers.
All right.
Anybody listens to Christopher Titus, the character, one of his characters that he guest appears on the show, Dennis.
Stop it.
He's also known as Dr. Sexy. he came up with, you know, Dennis came up with the idea for the iPhone years before Apple did. Mm. Because they stole it from his brain.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. But, anyways, to move on. Dead Cookies. Let's talk about the character that I helped you formulate earlier today. I only helped him with getting the name and stuff. And that's about it.
So, all right, I'll just start off with the name. Killian Wolfgang. All right. So this guy's, he was a low-down guy, getting pushed around all the time, like middle school, high school, by friends, you know, people, family, teachers.
Your average dweeb?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, what does he do? Just keep it in. Until, well, one day, you know, he's working at one of those plants disposing of acid. Different kinds, you know. Doesn't know.
None of it was the good kind, though, right?
Yeah. Where that one day there was a malfunction, and some of it blew up, and he got caught in the middle of a barrel full of acid where during a blow up. What happened was he got all. Like acid burns all over his body, has a acid breather.
Rebreather?
Yeah.
Respirator.
Thank you. What he figured out later that day after being in the hospital, his hands were able to touch stuff and turn to acid. Not just that, his breath and all that. But what he could later figure out after running away...
You know what? Making going to the bathroom would be a hell of a challenge.
Oh, God.
I mean...
Unless he's immune to it himself.
It doesn't affect him, of course.
That's good.
You're right, Madman, you're right.
That could be bad.
This is worse than the worst shit ever.
Well, when he turns the stuff into acid, he can grab the acid, mold it into stuff, and the acid keeps shape. And he can chuck it, do whatever he wants. And then afterwards it does.
So basically it's like an acid water balloon?
Basically, Matman. So, his name is... His evil villain name. Chemical Rock. Because who has acid powers and not need that kind of name? So after the powers, you know, he had enough. He wanted to not work his life. He started robbing banks, blowing up plants, factories, oil for money. You know, anything for money, but mostly for himself. I'm pretty sure that's it. junkie.
Okay. Alright. Now, mind you, this one was really easy for me because as a kid, I created my own comic book character. Alright. I was, I don't know. 13, perhaps, when I first created him.
Yeah.
Way before I even met you, so. I don't even think about his last name.
Okay.
His real name is Marcus Larson. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I call bullshit.
It's a true story.
I'm just kidding. Continue, Dead Cookies. I'm not saying my real name.
I even wrote a short story about him. But this guy is actually an anti-hero. He lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the government accidentally brought a alien chemical agent to Area 51, which released throughout the Las Vegas and surrounding areas, and started transforming everybody into alien shapes, demonic shapes, and Marcus Larson took the shape of a demon.
Awesome. Fun party trick.
Oh, yeah. And then took on the name of Sir Havoc.
All right.
And this guy's power is derived...
Over upstairs.
This guy's power is actually derived...
He wears Uds. Oh, sorry, Unser. My bad.
His power is actually derived from his left hand that was amputated during his transformation.
Okay.
And he has a dark power cannon on his arm that will pull in light, turn it dark, and then use it as energy.
Spiffy.
Yeah.
Does he use that to power himself, or is that like projectile stuff?
It
or both?
Because he can actually light up with a dark energy.
So kind of like a black light kind of effect, kind of?
Yeah. And as it does so, he will get dark flames coming between his horns.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's my guy.
One second, sorry. I'm looking through some of my old characters that I've made. And other characters that I based off of.
Well, if you don't mind.
Where are you?
If we're talking about old made characters, back in high school, me and a bunch of friends I joined this, just people who are making their own characters and were basically role-playing in high school. Okay, mm-hmm. It was a pirate game. We had Captain, a bunch of others. My character was a guy called Barrel. He was basically a guy in a barrel. His power was unknown, because he has unknown powers, but mostly comes from his unbreakable barrel. He can teleport with the barrel.
Can he safely go over Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
No, that's his one weakness.
Well, funny, there's a waterfall in his barrel.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty fun during high school.
All right, I finally found the character that I've been looking for. Originally, I was going to create a brand new character, but given everyone else went with characters they've kind of already had going on in their head.
Well, you didn't say it had to be a brand new
character. No, and I know.
Specific.
I realize
he will specify.
I'll specify it next time. But anyways, so to go back, I created a character by the name of Levi Parker. And if you to give you a kind of mental image of what he might look like, think Andy Biersack from Black Veil Brides. Google him, that's all I can say. Andy Black is what a lot of people, an easier way to spell things. Basically, he's got all the same powers as Spider-Man. But to give a bit more of an origin to his backstory, Levi Parker is the son of Ben and May Parker on a parallel Earth than the one Peter Parker is from. Growing up, Levi was always, and I mean Earth 616, the main universe. Anyways, growing up, Levi Parker was always different from the others, the outcasts. The outcast him because of the way he chose to dress and the music he listened to, yada, yada, you know, teenage angst. Yeah. When Levi turned 16, he was part of an experiment that ended up giving him spider-like powers. Then 2 years later, at 18, he was approached by Harry Osborn, the founder of Oscorp on his Earth, who offered him a chance to do something amazing. Levi agreed, and soon he was in Oscorp being given a special watch that would give him the ability to travel between dimensions. Now, at the age of 23, Levi is a dimensional superhero called the Arachnoid. And in his free time, he dabbles in a rock band. And also, to give an idea of what his spider suit would look like, think Hobart Brown, Spider-Punk-esque.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But a little more black, you know.
Well, that's pretty cool.
If Hobart Brown had a Venom version of a suit, basically.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Alright.
It's kind of the way my character went.
And Hobart Brown, for those of you who don't know, is an alternate reality Spider-Man featured in the comics of the Spider-Verse.
The real first black Spider-Man. I'm pretty sure Hobart Brown was before Miles Morales. Let's find out for sure. Let's get
in on this.
You spelled his name
yes,
wrong.
Yes, I did. I know. Did I?
It's H-O-B. Oh.
Yeah, Hobart Brown. Let's see. That's not...
I want to be more specific.
Marvel. Hobart Brown showed up. Let's see if we can get a... Let's go to the Marvel Fandom Wiki. See if it gives a...
When he was created?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. God, if stuff would stop loading in. Sorry about the little break here. I'm just looking. He showed up in Amazing Spider-Man Volume. Yeah, in 2015, Miles Morales.
Could have just searched in fandom itself there. Go cheese.
I can, I know.
We'll be with you in a moment.
Miles Morales. Had his first appearance in...
I want to say... In
2011. So no, all right. So yes, Miles Morales was the first Black Spider-Man. Never mind.
Oh, boo. Junkie's wrong.
All right, whatever. I could have swore I heard stories about Hobart Brown before Miles Morales. But anyways, so that kind of wraps up with the...
Well, he was on Earth 616, I believe he was the Prowler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably why I was thinking.
As a Spider-Man.
But as a Spider-Man,
an
yeah.
alternate universe Spider-Man, it wasn't until...
2015, you know, yeah.
After Miles.
But anyways, that kind of wraps up the Make a Hero Challenge.
Should we spin the wheel?
We most certainly should spin the wheel. Starting with Wheel of Challenges. Hold on, don't get ready just yet. We got to find out. And see what the challenge for next week's podcast is going to be. Island Survival. Now, in this one, it'll be all of us. We basically have to come up with a concept of, one, how we ended up on the island, mm-hmm. two, what is on the island, and how we would survive. Basically, what I mean by what is on the island, I mean the treacheries, the dangers. What is the challenge of the island that makes it harder and harder to survive? And then... let's say that you get 5 items to use to survive. Like the base items, you know, like whether or not if you showed up on a cruise ship that crashed or if a plane crashed or something. Go something like that, you know? And then you can take supplies from however you arrived at the island, you know? And those are the supplies that you have to use to survive. So whether or not there was food on the boat or something like that. So it's kind of up to your own discretion on how that'll work out.
All right.
And it's...
Are we... How constrained by real life are we?
None in the
Really?
Could we be, like, you know, like in a cartoon reality that this happened to us in?
I mean, yeah. I'd be all right with that.
Comic strip reality yeah. or something like that. Doesn't have to be...
I mean, I
just... Doesn't have to be, like, you know,
spider pig.
Real life.
It's not constrained by reality at all.
I'd say we can step away from the realm of reality. Like, I'm personally going to try and go
I've
more.
Already got my shit figured out.
Bam! All right, well, try and think about it over the week, at least. Try and think about it.
All right.
I'm going to go into a
I'm
more superhero...
I'm Brandon Scotty and a teleporter.
Okay, not that far out of reality. There has to be an actual challenge on getting off the island and all that.
All right. Green Arrow, you're coming.
Again.
I doubt anybody would want to leave my island.
Oh.
Okay, let's rephrase this then.
I will be the only, you know, you would be the only person on the island.
Only person on the island, and you're going to want to make the island a treacherous island that you will want to escape from.
Well, you will eventually want to leave the island.
Could be
eventually. But not for a while.
Anyways, so with that being said, I feel like...
It's so delicious.
Anyways, with that being said, I think
are you talking about a buffet island?
You know, this happens every single week. Every single week, I finally go to do the outro, and then I get talked over every single time I start.
Because we're not ready to go yet, sir. Well, what do you have? 15 freaking minutes.
I know we still got 15 minutes, but what do we got?
Previous, you know, role play stuff. D&D, my favorite character that I played, a buddy of mine and I, we were brothers. Our characters were half drow, half brownies. Mom and Dad met at a love spring. Mom was the drow, Dad was the brownie.
Alrighty then.
And brownie, you guys, I'm assuming you guys have seen Willow, the movie.
Yes.
We're slightly bigger than the brownies in there. We took, you know, our physical size we got from Dad, but our coloring we got from Mom.
Alrighty then.
And we rode around on our steeds. We're wolves, and we were going, the whole reason we ended up joining up with the party, you know, with, you know, the party we were with, was because we came up because we were trying to find what happened to our girlfriends. We were dating twin fairies, and we both had, you know, both had pictures, and we'd go up to people, and one of us would hold up a picture and says, "Have you seen this fairy?" And if they say no, the other one would go hold up their picture and say, "Have you seen this fairy? Have you seen this one?"
Oh, gosh. Oh, Matt, we have to do that pretty soon.
Then the only problem was, unfortunately, I wasn't there for this, but I gave my buddy permission to run my character because, you know, like I said, we were, you know, not quite identical twins. Our, you know, the only differences between us was our eye and hair color. But anyway, so I let him run my character for the campaign because I had to work. That plane of reality doesn't exist anymore.
Oh no.
In fact, I never got to play my character ever again.
Oh.
And we never did find our fairies, spoiler. But what happened was,
No,
I know, man. I mean, we had some fun. We encountered a door that it was a talking door.
Oh.
And we, you know, it took us a while because we were trying to figure out why it wanted people's souls. We couldn't figure out, why do you want people's feet? You know, why do you want the bottom of people's feet? And we're like, it's because it's a door and it can't walk.
Mm. Of course.
We ended up taking the door down and drug it with us, and we ended up putting it on, I think, a synagogue.
Well, then.
Lots of people with feet in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have a lot of people with feet.
Get lots of souls in there. Two from every person.
Oh, my God.
That's just one of the nicer things we did.
No.
Well, anyway, what happened to end the reality, if I remember correctly, this is what I've heard afterwards, the party had ventured into, I think, this big old castle-type place, and the rest of the party wasn't paying attention to the brownies.
What did you guys do?
We discovered a big old hallway with doors. Each door opened up to a different type of, you know, plane of reality.
Oh no!
One was an entirely water reality. Another one would be, you know, just air. One would be nothing.
Yeah.
One door was a heavy, you know, matter based reality. And then there was a door that was to an anti-matter reality.
Well, hey, brownies.
And
you kind of fucked up your reality.
While opening all the doors to see if maybe our fairy girlfriends were behind the doors.
Have you seen this one?
We'd open, you know, open the door. We wouldn't always remember to shut the door after we opened it up to look to see what was there. And the doors to the matter and antimatter planes didn't get shut.
And oh no!
And the resulting explosion only two characters managed to survive. One was the character that my oldest daughter was playing. She was only, I think, like maybe 10 at the time. The only reason she survived, she got blown into the water reality plane because that door was still open.
Okay.
And the only reason she survived is because she happened to have a ring of breathing in water.
All right.
Smart.
And then my buddy, because he's the genius that was opening more doors than I was, our God resurrected him because he thought it was hilarious. But he didn't look anything like he used to after being resurrected.
Of course.
And I'm not even sure what plane of reality he got resurrected in.
Fire.
But, yeah, the plane we were on doesn't exist anymore.
All right, then.
It's gone. It went boom.
Well, it was a semi-natural transition. There's other things that I want to start doing on this, and one of them is going to be kind of like a game night, which would be kind of like once a month we kind of play a board game or card game or something.
Okay.
Within that aspect, something nerdy or fun like Cards Against Humanity or one that I'm in the process of trying to get after I get paid is $1 Million Butt, which was a game that was suggested by Mattman over here.
I have the starter box set.
We should plan a game night then and have you bring it down.
I think it's about the size of the...
Yeah.
Not the long box, but the one just above
the childhood.
But anyways. Yeah.
We can do that next week. Next podcast. No?
Well, if we're doing the Island Survival Challenge...
It wouldn't fit in with that.
We'll probably have to wait until the week after.
Yeah.
All right.
We just won't do a challenge next week.
Well, it just depends on what challenge lands on.
Challenge. We might have to do a sour challenge.
Or a spice challenge. Those would be easy to do with the game. Yeah. But anyways, with that being said, there's other things. Like, for instance, anybody who is still listening to this podcast, check out our Facebook page, please. And on the post about this podcast, leave us some comments on suggestions you'd like us to talk about or things
put on the wheel
you'd like to see or challenges that you'd like us to do. We're open to suggestions. And we would love some more.
Nothing harmful.
Also, for topic-wise, keep it nerdy and fun. You know, comic book,
cartoons, movies,
fun nerd stuff. You know, nothing political or nothing
religious
or anything like that. It's just you delve into territories that just cause friction and drama, and you know it's not worth it. So keep it fun. Please just talk to us. Let us know. We would love feedback. We would love. You know, I know it's not as easy on... I feel like it should be easier on social media than in person, but, you know, it's like I got some complaints about audio. We are working on that. We're still working on getting all the stuff we need. But we are working on fixing the audio issues. You know, we're all hopefully soon going to have our own microphones. So that'll help a lot with audio-wise. But other than that... I just want to say thank you, guys. Again, I know I do this almost every podcast, but you know it means a lot to me. You know, for me, this is going on 3 years in the making now, and it's finally starting to get somewhere thanks to the people at this table right now.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is, you know, if you go to the podcast's homepage on anchor.fm,
yeah,
you know, there's 7 different apps you can opt to listen to on. And if you are like me and prefer listening to your podcast through Apple Podcasts, hit me up, and I can give you the RSS feed for the podcast, because I found it. And then you can listen to it on your, you know, iPad, iPod, iPhone.
iMac.
Apple TV.
But yeah, no, I mean...
Aye.
Just,
aye, aye, aye.
You know, we can't get better or your fix any problem.
I-Alpha 5.
But, you know, it's like we can't get better or fix any problems without feedback from, you know, from listeners. So, whatever you guys got.
You know, we are aware, like, you know, as Mr. Junkie here said, you know, we are aware of the audio problems and steps are being taken to fix it. It's just slow going because we poor.
Yeah, we're poor right now. So, I mean, we've got a sound mixer, we've got microphones. We don't have the cords to connect the sound mixer to the microphones.
Because no one likes to sell stuff together.
Of course. Yeah. But anyways, hopefully soon we'll have those ready to go and we'll be able to actually do something with this. And we're also going to work on trying to get an actual desktop computer that I can hook everything up to in order to do all this. But anyways, we're also going to try and figure out ways to pre-record the podcast and be able to go back and edit it and fix certain issues like the audio issues and like maybe bring in an introduction song or an intro.
You know, theme music or something.
Theme music or something and something to spice up the podcast. But, you know, again,
you know, have definite intros and outros kind of thing.
And maybe we don't talk about... Maybe you guys hear about topics going on right now and we don't talk about it. That's because we literally are just trying to find anything we can.
Just let us know.
And some things we miss. So, yeah, leave us comments. You know, I check the community part where people can post about Virtual Leftovers. I check that almost every day to try and find anybody talking about it. And, you know, nobody says anything. So I would deeply appreciate it. I think we would all really appreciate it to get just some general feedback.
Nothing
you know?
Else. Even just stop in and say freaking hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let us
say,
know that
hey,
you're listening.
You know, good episode, bad episode, you guys suck, get rid of the old fart, whatever.
No, I think if anybody gets voted off the island, it'll be one of us younger kids, because we don't know what we're talking about.
It's probably going to be me.
No, I'd probably go with the guy that plays on his phone every single podcast.
It's the end of it.
I know, he's actually been doing very good this stuff. But anyways...
Hey, I'm fragging over here, goddammit.
Anyways...
fragging!
With that being said, thank you guys for listening. This has been an interesting podcast, and hopefully... We find more things to talk about and not just power through in the very first 20 minutes of the podcast.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Have a good night, YouTube Junkie.
Dead Cudgies.
Ugster.
Mattman.
Good night.